Ladies, here's a dating tip. When you go on a date with a gentleman and then he does not contact you for 5 years or even 5 months, break up with him. Okay, it's called self-esteem. Get you some. I say never, ever have sex on the first date. Unless, of course, you are raped. But then it's always going to be awkward. It's going to be like, well, who should call who first, you know? I say, if you are the rapee, be the first to call. Be like, boop, boop, boop. Hey, remember me from the rape last week? Obviously, I'm joking. You can't wait a week. You can't. If you want to capture the heart of a rapist, you got to act fast. The early bird catches the rapist, I always say. This is no time for us to fall for silly trends or fads. You know, getting a wacky tattoo is no way to fix our feelings about the economy. I always feel sorry for people with bad tattoos, you know? I'm talking like a pterodactyl caught in a spider web of roses, right? Because that's like a temporary phase they went through and they got stuck with for life. I mean, if I was stuck with every wacky trend I thought I needed to have, I'd be standing here with like a crazy belly button ring and a baby. And a college degree. And a subpoena. I mean, these are things you can't just get rid of once you're sick of them. Guys, learn how to stand out, all right? Like, we could really use this time to define our individuality, you know? When I was in high school, only one person truly stood out, and that's because he was African American. But not all of us have that luxury. But we can be African American in our minds and in our hearts, okay? Especially in this economy.